We are learning Masech the School and Daf Tzadik on Beis. We are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Tzadik on Beis, end of the line, Amar Rav Huna. We are continuing the sugya of Gid HaNasha in regards to Kachim. Amar Rav Huna, Gid HaNasha shel Oila, a Gid HaNasha of a Oila, Chol Tzoy, on top of the Mizbech, what you do is you separate the Gid out of the Eiver, out of the foot, and you put it in the Tapuach, you put it into the pile that was in the middle of the Mizbech, a big pile of ashes. And you're not makiv it on the Mizbech. You put in that pile of ashes, which was taken out, according to some Rishonim, it was taken out once in a while, and it brought lechutz le'ir. According to Rambam, it was taken out every day. But this was not a hakrava. It was thrown into Tapuach, and that was brought chutz le'Yerushalayim. Now, you see from here that obviously you were not makir of the Gid HaNosha, and even though it was mechubar, when it went up to the Mizbeach, still they separated it, and it sounds like Rabbanan Shita, they separated it, and they put it on Tapuach. Omra, Chista, Mori Dichi, which means the Baal HaShmaitza, Mik Siv, Al Kein Lo Yoichal HaMizbeach, they're saying the Pasuk that Mizbeach can't eat the Gid HaNosha, Al Kein Lo Yoichal Bnei Yisrael, it says Bnei Yisrael can eat the Gid HaNosha. So what's the problem? Why can't you makriv the gid? And it's actually mashma that Rav Chista would hold. They even let me makriv the gid after it's separated from the yerech, from the thigh, which is actually neither like Rebbe or the Rabbanim, which the Mashah on Amar Aleph points out this problem. He holds that Rav Chista never heard of the Braisa, that's what some Rishonim say. And the Mashah says he must have a different Pesha and Machlekes, Rebbe and the Rabbanim. Because Rav Chista wants a Taina, there's no problem whatsoever to bring the Gid HaNasha on the Mizbeach, because the Pasuk says, Akein Le'yechub Le Yisrael, not Le'yechub Mizbeach. Rav Huna says back, no, Mashke Yisrael, when I'm Mutter Le'yishrael, it has to be Dafka on the Mizbeach. You only have to bring things that are kosher for Yisrael to eat, and since you can't eat a Gid HaNasha, therefore you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. And Rav Huna really is like the Shita of the Rabbanon that hold that Yichotza, you take it out, you can't even bring it as Mechub, you can't bring it at all, cause me Mashke Yisrael, when I'm Mutter Le'yishrael, like the Rabbanon Darshan before. Pregnum Rakasha, from Abraisa, Meisvei, it says in Abraisa like this, Gid HaNasha shel Shlamim, a Gid HaNasha of a Shlamim. What you do is you want to eat this yarech, eat the thigh. So you take the Gid HaNasha out, umechab la'ama, and you throw it into the ama. The ama was the amas hamayim that went through the azara, and that water took the gid out chutz la'azara. That's halacha by Gid HaNasha Shlamim. V'shel oilo maleu, but oilo you bring it up to the mizbech. Ad kan abraisa. And this price will be a kasher Rav Huna. But just to stop right there a second, what does it mean Gid HaNasha shel Shlomim mechab la'ama? So Rashi is bothered that l'chayra Shlomim was eaten around the whole Yerushalayim. So what are you doing in the Azara with the Gid? You're not eating it in the Azara. So where do you get to the Amma? It should say that in Yerushalayim, when you're eating this Aver, this Yerech of the Shlomim, you should throw out the Gid HaNasha. Why does it say you put into the Amma? What's it doing in the Azara? So Rashi, one pshat he says, regards chatas and asham. Chatas and asham is eaten in the azar. You have to, and they eat the yarech also. We have to separate the Gid HaNasha. You throw in the ama. That's what has to be garis. Not shlom, chatas and asham. Or he says that we're talking about the chaza and shayk that go to the kahanim and the gid is inside it. And roiv achilosoi v'dirosim ba'azara, he says. And the lishka was right there. And therefore, that's the shaykhis to the ama. But I'll come on back to our braisa. It says, v'shal oilam aleihu. My love, my leo makdeiro. It sounds like you bring it up to the mizbeach and you makder the gid by oila. So it's a kasha Rav Huna. I get to tell him what's the kasha. Let him say this mishnah is going to go to Rebbe. Rebbe holds like that. On that, the Tosfos Rosh says, like we just said before, that Vaistas didn't know this brisa. So Gemara answers, no. You know what loy my leo means? My leo makdeiro. Loy my leo v'choltzoy. It means you bring it up to the mizbeach, you separate, you put it into the tapuach. Right tomorrow, kasha my achash choltzoy. If you're separating anyway, loy my leo. Why do you bring it up? To them is why you bring up the mizbeach at all? And for the Gemara, Mishum Shenemar, Hakriveu No L'Pchasecha. It's not by Kavadik to bring up an open Yerech up to the mizbeach. It's much more like Kavadik to bring it closed up to the mizbeach. And Tavbech, you pull out the gid and throw it into the Tapuach. It's more like Kavadik to bring a whole limb that's intact and not cut up. That's better to bring that up mizbeach, and that's more by Kavadik. And therefore, you brought it up, according to Rav Huna, you brought it up on top of the mizbeach, and that's where you separated it and you threw it in the Tapuach. So the Marabai, thank you for Rav Huna Raya, Rav Huna Shita, Gid HaNasha Shel Shlomim, Mechab La'amo, V'shel Oila Chotzel Tapuach. Rai says, Claude, what do you do? V'shel Oila Chotzel Tapuach. The gift of Bryce was Maleo, and the cash word sounds like Maleo Maktira. Here it says, Claude, V'shel Oila Chotzayu L'Tapuach. You bring it up, and then you separate it, and you throw it in Tapuach. Once you mention Tapuach, we'll bring down a Mishnah that has Shaykhs to this. Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah, Mesechus Talmud, it says, Tapuach Ibam Tzim Mizbeach. In the middle of Mizbeach, there was a big Tapuach, which means a big pile of ashes. Pa'am Hayolav Kishloish Meyas Kur. Sometimes there was 300 Kur on this tapuach. 300 kor. Amar Rava. So Rava says about this mishta of this tapuach, guzma. He says it's a guzma. It wasn't mamash 300 kor. That's a huge amount. It's a guzmatic amount. And it's not mistavra to say that it was that amount, because it's like 74 square meters. It was very big. So when the Mishnah says that it was so big, it's saying it was so big, but not that it's mamish means like this. Hishku es ha-tanur, it says right in the Mishnah Talmud that in order to make the Talmud easy to skin, they used to feed it water. They used to give it to drink water before when it was alive, before they shechted it. Now it says in the Mishnah, Hishku es ha-tanur b'kosh ozov. The Talmud was a chash of a carbon, it was going to be a Talmud, and therefore they gave it to drink in a kosh ozov, in a gold goblet. And the Gemara says that's also havoy. Omer Rav Guzma, that also is exaggeration. It means it was a very nice clay nechash. It looked like zav. It wasn't a plastic cup. It was a copper cup. It wasn't gold. So what's the Gemara about? Omer Rav Ami, Dibra Torah Loshon Havoy. You find that Torah wrote things with Loshon Havoy. What's Loshon Havoy mean? Rashi means Loshon Hedid. Just like sometimes people, they exaggerate a little bit. So the Torah is exaggerating a little bit just to bring out a point. So Dibra Torah Loshon Havoy, Dibra Neviim Loshon Havoy. And Divrei Chacham Lashon Havoy. We'll find in the Torah, Nevi'im, and in the Mishnah, sometimes a Lashon Havoy. Divrei Chacham Lashon Havoy Hadamar, like we just mentioned, in the case of Tapuach and Hishku Es HaTalmud B'Kosh Ozav. Divrei Torah Lashon Havoy. Orim G'dayos HaPaturis B'Hashamayim. It's a pasuk in Ve'eschanon. It says, there, Parashat Ve'eschanon, it says that they're talking about Eretz Canaan. It says that Orim, it's actually a pasuk in Parshas Devarim, Orim Gedolos Ubeturis Beshmaim, huge cities, Ubeturis Beshmaim, and was fortified up to the sky. That's how big these cities were. And that's exaggeration. The cities weren't so high into the sky. So you find Divrei Torah Loshon Havoy. Divrei Neviim Loshon Havoy, it says by Adoniyo that he tried to take the Malchus before David Melech was lifter. He wanted to be the next in line, and he made himself a king. And Bathsheba went into David HaMelech, and they said, no, Shlomo HaMelech will be anointed. And they anointed Shlomo HaMelech in David HaMelech's lifetime, and they made a big simcha. And it says in the pasuk about the simcha, after Shlomo HaMelech's anointment, it says, Vayalu kolam achrav va'om mahalalim b'chalolim usmeichim simcha gedolah v'tepak ha'aretz b'karlam. And the ground split. The ground split from the sound of the simcha. And that's exaggeration. Just means it was a very big simcha. Three places the Chachamim spoke the rabbi. Elohim Tapuach, which we spoke about already. Gefen uPareches. And the Gemara will explain what Gefen uPareches means. I can ask me, what do you mean? There's a fourth one. The Hishku Tamid shows up. The Zograshi and Tosis will speak out that this man holds it's not called Avoy. It was Taka, a gold goblet, because Einash Nias Makam Ashiris. In the Beis Mikdash, a gold goblet was not a big deal, and they gave the Talmud to drink in a gold goblet. So, what are the three things that are Dibra Loshon Havoy, Chacham Loshon Havoy? Tapuach HaDamar, we said that was 300 kor, that was exaggeration, wasn't that size. Gefen, the Tanan, Gefen Chozov, there was a vine of gold. By the door of the Hechel, there was this vine of gold. And it was stretched over these poles. Anyone who was misnadev, the way the Taizyant learns, means anyone wanted to donate, let's say, $1,000 towards the Betek Abayis. So the first thing, they made it into this little gold flower or gold grape. And they put it onto this vine that's hanging by the Hechel, and when they needed that money, they melted it down and sold it and used the money for the Betek Abayis. But until then, it was on this vine. So they used to call Shalim Misnad of Gargol Ashkel, maybe even Tayyul Abayis, used to hang it on this vine. Amar Rav Lazar Bar Tzadik, Maisa, there was one time a story of Nimro Allah, Shalosh Mez Kahanim of Nais, they needed 300 Kahanim to take it down because there was so much gold on this vine. Now, why is this exaggeration? So the Mepharshim said the reason why it's exaggeration is because they wouldn't leave it there so long. It would crash down. They wouldn't leave so much gold in it. They probably took it down every few weeks. They didn't have to wait so long. They needed 300 Kahanim to clean it up. What was the story of the Pareches? Pareches is now into the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamilai, Rav Shimon Shimon Asgan. Pareches, Iveh Tefach, was thickness was a Tefach, was Shivim Shtayim near Nereges. And it was made on a loom that had 72 Batanirim, which is little holes where the threads go through. Now, which Pareches are we referring to? So Rashi has two Pshatim. And we'll speak it out in a second. So this pareches was thick at tefach. It was made on 72 loom. The looms had 72 holes. Now regis, I call nima nima esav arba. Each thread was 24 times the threads thick. Esav arba chutim. Arka arbaim. Its length was 40 amos ba'ama, but reich v'masarim ba'ama, and the width was 20 amos. So Rashi says that size was the size of the door of the ulam. And he says there was a preches by the door of ulam, just a sneas ba'alma. That's one pshat he has. Another pshat he says is this is the preches that was made between the kodesh kodashim and the heichal. So it says vayter umishmoinim v'shtei ribui nasis. It was made out of 820,000 threads, or the money it costs for threads. And Rashi's Devagirsa means revice. It was made from 82 revice. 82 young girls made it because they're younger than the age of becoming Nida. It wanted to come to me. Therefore, they're the ones who worked on making this parechas. Now, it says, Vishtayim Oisim Vishalim. Made two every year. One made two every year. A fit of pshat that it's talking about between the Kodesh Kodashim and the Heichal. We don't have two every year is because there are two parechasim, because there was a space of an amma in between two parechasim that the Kohen walked through to get the Kodesh Kodashim. And every year it got dirty from the Keteris. So you had to make two new ones every year. If it ever became Tameh, it needed 300 Kahanim to be Tevelet. And this is where the exaggeration is. Why do you need 300 Kahanim? You could do it much less. Not so big. But the Vilna Gaon just explains where the 300 Kahanim come in over here, is that if it's Esrim by, if it's 20 by 40 Amos, that comes out to altogether 120 Amos. That comes out Arbaim ba'ama, v'rachvam Esrim ba'ama, so is Esrim on two sides is 40 and 80 and 80, so 120. And if you figure it out, if each Amma is 5 tfachim, so then 5 times 120 would be 600, and each kayin is by 2 tefach, so it's 300, they put the both hands to hold it, each hand is a tefach, comes up to 300 kahanim. That's a chesed 300 kahanim, but in any case, you didn't need 300 kahanim. And that's why it's considered a guzma, these three cases are guzma. Three cases of the guzma are the gefen, the tapuach, and the preiches are three cases of exaggeration. The fourth case of zahav, Rashi says, we're supposed to forget, the fiman yomar was not considered exaggeration because taka, enis makam shiris, taka gave the tumah to drink in a gold goblet. Zok to gemara vayit. It's in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds that the Gittin Nasha is noyeg side by the right thigh and the left thigh. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Time Rabbi Yehuda, we had this mentioned before. We had this Gemara before already. Rabbi Yehuda ainoy noyeg el ba'achas. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Gittin Nasha is only by one thigh. Which one? Vadas machras es shoyimin. And he says it makes sense. It's the right foot. And the Gemara wants to know exactly what's from Rabbi Yehuda. Boilu mifsha pshita leil Rabbi Yehuda. And is it posture who did the right foot? Ma das noita. When he says das machras, it means das taira. Ma das das taira. Does it mean to say that it's das taira? It's posture that mina taira. It is the right foot, which means there's a limut, and it means the right yarach. It really has a suffix. My das noita means. It makes sense to him, but he still has a suffix. Why would it make sense? So Rashi says it makes sense because when the Malach was fighting Yaakov with his right hand, he wraps it around him on the back, he grabs a foot, the first foot he hits is the left foot actually, but he wraps it around the back of Yaakov and grabs the other foot, that would be the right foot. Therefore it makes sense, it's the right foot. So we basically have a suffix for Rav Yehuda. We know Gittin Nasha Noyeg by one Yerech, one thigh. Which one is it? The right or left? So Rav Yehuda says, I think it's the right. So does he mean to say that his posture is the right because das Torah, or he means to say I think so, but it's spooky misafkul. That's the suffix. What's the shita Rav Yehuda? We'll try to bring raya to that. Tashema. We'll learn one raya today, and we'll see what the Gemara answers to this raya. Tashema. It says in regards to the Karim Pesach, ha'tzomos va'agidim va'hanoisa yisrufu l'shishasa. When it comes to the Karim Pesach, the bones, the gidim, which is the tendons, and the noisar. When noisa, anything left off on the basar, you have to burn it because it has a din of noisa. But you're not allowed to burn noisa on the 15th day because it's yontif. You're not allowed to burn noisa yontif. You have to wait l'shisha asa to the 16th day, the first day of chamoy. That's when you burn the noisa. So we understand that it's atzamos why it has the noisa because the moyach inside the atzamos are considered basar, and since the atzamos are yad, they're protecting the moyach. They also have to be burnt. But why the gidim? What exactly is gidim? Ravina ba, hani gidim ayavatai. What are we exactly referring to when we talk about gidim? Igide basar. If it's talking about gidim of the basar, like any tendon that's in a basar, lechlinu, so eat it. That's mamish. You have to eat it. If you don't eat it, it's nicer. Vidaiser, vaidaiser. If you left it over, hani nicer. It's mamish nicer. What's the do with din called goy gidim? It's the same thing. It's nicer. Ella must be gidit tzava. Must be gidit tzava, which are rough and it's hard to eat them. So the Gemara says, "La basin and lishadinu, throw it in the garbage. You don't have to burn it. The whole din noisar when you have to burn noisar is only something that was basar. Something's not edible. It's not the noisar in it. So throw it away. So what exactly is this talking about over here? When we say over here, it's always like gidim v'hanoisar. Noisar is basar, and it's always when a stand over says din basar. What exactly is gidim? So what's this mishnah pesachim talking about when it says that the gidim are yisufu? We're talking about the gidim, the tendons of the gidim anasha." And that's part of the basar that could be eaten. So why don't you just eat it? And if you don't eat it by mistake, that's nice. That's what's going on here. Go get who holds you not noyeg only by one. You only noyeg by one of the two gerenos. You only noyeg by one. And therefore, so therefore, you can't eat them. You don't know which one's which. We'll see in a second. And therefore, you burn it because one of them is taka has din basa. And it's not regular noise. The chiddush is that you don't know which one is, so you burn both of them. Somewhere like this. If we're going to stand who is mesupik and you only say das noita shaper, we understand why you have to burn both of them. Eli Amr lives a pshitle, but poshtim meant the right one. So what's the problem? That teru lechle, so it means the left one just mutter, you have to eat that. And the Yisru l'shtayi, the other one is not in royal achila because he's not allowed to be eaten. So throw that away. So what exactly, why do you have to burn the gidim if the other pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? He's sure what it is. It's only good if it's a suffix, because if you're sure what it is, so the left foot you can eat, and the right foot you don't have the noise on it. So what's going on? Why is it a suffix? Lefi the pshat that he holds vadai, it's the amin. What is the suffix exactly? Avados poshtim, it's dafka the right. You realize which gid was what? This is the right, this is the left. I was going to eat the left and throw away the right. They got mixed up. Now one of them is basa. If one of them is basa, so then the problem is that it's nicer. So if I have to burn both of them because I'm not sure which one's which. That's the chiddush of the Gemara of the case of gidim and shtims. Even if you hold that it's a vada, let's say two of the mahalcha to answer how could shtim, even though Rav Yehuda holds it's a vada they mean on top of. Tzadik Aleph Amr Aleph. Rav Ashi Amal Nitzchecha Ela Shamna. You're talking about the shaman of the gid and taka. We don't dafka have to talk according to Rabbi Yehuda even. The talent in a brisa. Shamna Mutter. The shaman of the gid anoshe, which the fat of the gid anoshe is mutter. Vishal Kedoshim Nogu Issa. The Israel Kedoshim. We know Nogu Issa even though it's not mamish gid anoshe. We don't eat that either. So if this shuman is. You have to burn. Why? Because really, as din basa with the rice, and it's a difference. Noisa needs reifa. We grab, don't eat it because we're not even is. So therefore, that is the case of a gidim. That's it's not a regular noisa. It's a din. I can't eat it, but still it's the noisa, and that's why you burn that. That's a second mal. You don't have to go for Rav Yehuda. Ravina Amar leNitzcha Ella. Look, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Shnei gidim heim in every gid anasha. So, if you hold both, it's right and left foot, or only the right foot. So, there's two gidim really. There's something called the primi, and something gida primi and gida chitzan. The gida primi is in the leg that's facing the other leg, that's where this gid is, and it's a very long gid. It starts by the tailbone and goes all the way down over the thigh bone, all the way down to almost to the knee. That's called the gida primi, and that is samach la'etzem, that's what gets, comes when it goes over the gid. It goes over the calf, goes over the yarech, over the calf ha-yarech, then it goes very samach la'etzem, goes very close to the etzem. It's aser v'chayav malav. Ne'chayav malkas of gira nasha. The chitzoin, which is samach la'basar, which ends basically by the basar, and it goes into the basar, it's near the calf ha-yarech, but it doesn't go all the way down. The loch is aser v'chayav malav. There's no chayav malkas, because this is only with the rabbana. So the gira chitzoin, a vada, that doesn't, the gidach primi, that's a vada osrati, doesn't need treifa. But the gidach chitzoin, that is also midrabanan. And therefore, it's really edible, it's really supposed to be eaten. And therefore, it's noiser and needs treifa. Since manatar is mutal achila, and therefore, you can't bring a raya what the kavanah of Rabbi Yehuda is, because we have three other mahalchim to say in this Mishnah. One mahalach is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but if you got which gid it was, or it's going to Rabbi Shamnash again, or it's talking about the gid hachitzain, which is not osur midaraisa. So.